Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Everywhere you look, biotechnology is being employed. It may be in medicine. It may be in designer foods, just what the doctor ordered. Or it may be to increase production to feed a hungry world. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was riding horses on a ranch in Wyoming. This week, I'm back in Washington. But I'm still hung up on family farms and a way of life that's part of our heritage. My family farm in Illinois has been in the family for more than 100 years. And I must admit that we're lucky to live here in the United States. I'm afraid we take for granted property rights and the rule of law that protect the individual citizen. Imagine yourself a farmer in Zimbabwe in South Africa. Black landless squatters are stealing your neighbor's farms, and they threaten yours. President Robert Mugabe refuses to protect the property rights of the nation's family farms. Farms that are modern, highly mechanized, productive. They've been in families for more than 100 years. White farmers and black laborers that work on those farms have been attacked with axes and machetes. Livestock killed, crops destroyed, houses burned. And what's more, the Mugabe government plans to seize 95% of all white-owned farms, 20 million acres, with very little in the way of compensation to the owners. Those farm families that have spent decades raising their young, building a productive industry, stand to lose everything. The country will lose its most productive industry, too, agriculture, and then they will expect the rest of the world to ship them food to feed their starving population. Just wait and see. That will be the consequence of Mugabe's land redistribution. God bless America. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.